This month on Wednesday evenings, I told you we are going to be studying being fruitful in which area of life? It's the month of November. Being thankful. Praise. Excellent. Anybody remember last Wednesday evening? We were to be thankful for our what? Yeah, sleep is something to be thankful for. We didn't look at scripture verses about that. Though actually, that would be a very good study. I'll have to dig into that. Maybe that'll be next week or something. Last week we talked about being thankful for our food. Remember that? We talked about the Apostle Paul. We talked about Jesus Christ. And man, that we can be fruitful in thanksgiving for our food. Tonight I want us to look at a song. And can you guess which one it is? Number 64, that's right. Okay, there we go. Come, Christians, join to sing. We talked about that. We sang that, Pastor Bob led us in that one a little earlier. Come, Christians, join to sing. Once again, when we come to music, we see a lot of different, hopefully biblical truths that are taught. Music is for the purpose of glorifying who? Is it for the purpose of making us feel good? No. Though it has that side effect. It should have that side effect. Monotonous music or monotone singing. Come, Christians, join to sing. That doesn't make us feel good. I also don't believe that glorifies God. The words could be good. Music, both ways, words, we could say, well, some is so boring that it doesn't please God, and some is so much of the culture today that it doesn't please God. There's got to be the balance in between. But as we sing these songs, we're reminded of biblical truths. Tonight I want us to remember that we can be fruitful in giving praise to God, even through singing. Many of our adult hymns, here, just a little bit, if you want to have your hymnal open to that, you can have it, number 64. Many of our adult hymns, if you will, were originally written for children. If you look up children's hymns, you'll find this one in the list of that. Come Christians Join to Sing first appeared in the Sacred Melodies for Children, published in Edinburgh in 1843. Any of you remember that? Joanne says she does. Okay. Pam says, yes, Mom, you do. Okay. The original words said, come children, join to sing. Its author, Christian Henry Bateman. And you can see the author on the top of the song. On the left-hand side, if you've got your hymnal open there, Christian Henry Bateman, a pastor in Edinburgh, was committed to developing a Sunday school in which children sang the great truths of the Christian faith. Come Christians Join to Sing originally had five stanzas, but Bateman reduced the hymn to its present form in 1854 edition of his hymnal, Sacred Melodies for Sabbath Schools and Families. Excuse me. This book became one of the best-selling songbooks in Scottish history, selling more than 6 million copies. 6 million copies, right? Remember what years we're talking. This was 1881, okay? And he sold over 6 million copies of what? A hymnal! I mean, man, this is exciting. Good music is good. And praise God for good music. And becoming the standard hymn book for Scottish Sunday schools for a generation. There's more that we can read on that. Just some of the different doctrines that we can find throughout this song. What is doctrine again? Teaching. Bible teaching. It's biblical teaching. So here's some of the doctrines that we can find in this song. He is King. Come, Christians, join to sing. Alleluia, amen. Loud praise to Christ our King. Okay, so there's one doctrine we see there. He is merciful. I mean, we can see that in here. He is our guide. He is our friend. He has come to earth. He will come again. He will love forever and live forever. He will bring me to heaven. So many different biblical truths or doctrinal truths that we find in this song. There is a reason we pick the songs we sing. There's a reason we use the hymnal that we use, and we are in a process of converting and looking at a different one right now, but there's reasons we choose wisely through this process. Because music always must glorify God, but it's got to have that doctrinal truth to glorify God. And so here's just some of the doctrines in there. Listen to this verse. You've got it probably open in front of you. Come, Christians, join to sing. Alleluia, amen. Loud praise to Christ our King. Alleluia, amen. Let all with heart and what? How many of you have a voice? You may not think it's very good. You may not think you can hold a tune. You may not be able to sing in the choir. But you have a voice and you can praise God with your voice. Whether it's singing in the shower or singing somewhere else. I'm a firm believer that you should sing congregationally. And people can say whatever about that. I believe, you say, well, I don't sing very good. We sing as a body to give praise to God. When we sing on Sundays, when we sing on Wednesday evenings, this isn't just filler so you don't have to see me the whole time. This is part of worship. And so, again, I'm a firm believer that, man, we sing. Rob? Amen. So use your voice, loud voice. He says here, let all with heart and voice before his throne rejoice. Again, when we sing congregationally, we aren't singing to please us. We're singing to please God. It's not singing to please that person next to you. Ooh, I hope they really heard that. I hit that note right this time. It doesn't matter. We're singing for God. And so whether you think you can carry a tune in a bucket or whether you can carry it on a silver platter makes no difference because we're singing it to God and we do our best for God. And so he says, let all with heart and voice before his throne rejoice. Praise is his gracious choice. Think about that line. Like that line just really burns my heart. Praise is his gracious choice. He lets me praise him. And that's his grace. I mean, whoa, pretty incredible to think about. And alleluia, amen. Just incredible. So many truths we can look at with this that we could pull out from each of these three verses. We don't have the time to do it, but I want to pull out some of these to remind you once again that we are singing biblical truths. Psalm 100, real quick. Psalm 100. We are singing biblical doctrinal truths. And I've got multiple scriptures written down for every one of these verses in here, which we don't have the time to look at. But Psalm 100 says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. What's that next line? I'm sorry, someone said something. Say it a little louder. Come before his presence with singing. Come, Christians, join. Isn't that biblical? Like, there's doctrine, too, right there. Like, this is an invitation. Sometimes we call the last song of the service an invitational song. But really, man, we're inviting. Would you come and worship him with us as we sing congregationally? Like, that is incredible. Man camp. Some of you got to go to man camp. It was incredible to hear 150 guys' voices singing praise to Christ the King. You come to church and we get to worship together. Singing, we sing around our house. There we go. We sing around our house. Our kids enjoy singing. Mariah is picking it up sometimes, and she doesn't have words. But she's getting that idea, and it's neat to hear, especially Leah. She's getting a lot of the words. But to some of these songs that were like, whoa, she's watched it enough that she's learned the words to that song. And it's neat to hear them just, she's playing and she's just singing to God. I mean, and that's just the songs. And so it's neat to do that. We sing. Come, Christians, join to sing. Second verse. Come, lift your hearts on high. Alleluia, amen. Let praises fill the sky. How are praises going to fill the sky? We all do it as one voice to God. Let praises fill the sky. Alleluia, amen. He is our guide and friend. To us he'll what? What does that mean? That's a humiliating thought. We think we're pretty good, but God comes down to our level. You know how sometimes you're talking to a kid? You get down what? You condescend, if you will. When we use the word condescending, we often think of it as a negative thing. I'm thankful that God condescended and Jesus Christ came down for us. Wow. He says, to us he'll condescend. His love shall never end. Alleluia. Amen. So many different things we could look at here. I want to look at real quick here the whole condescending fact of this. The word condescend, to descend from the privileges of superior rank or dignity. God has superior rank and dignity, doesn't he? To do some act of to an inferior, which strict justice or the ordinary rules of civility do not require. Like that definition blows me away. Let me read it one more time here. To descend from the privileges of superior rank or dignity. So a higher ranking officer coming down to serve, to do something to an enlisted man, if you will, thinking of the military metaphor, to do some act to an inferior, that just the guy who enlisted, which strict justice or the ordinary rules of civility do not require. The five-star general didn't have to do that to the enlisted guy. God did not have to do that to us on so much of a greater level. Just blows us away. He did that. Philippians 2, 7 and 8. We won't turn there right now, but man, Philippians 2 is a passage that really talks about that. John 14, 1 through 3. Again, he sent his comforter. So in another sense, it wasn't just Jesus who condescended. I mean, the Holy Spirit comes to live within at salvation. Wow. Isn't God awesome? Come, Christians, join the sing. Man, verse number 3. Praise yet our Christ when? Again. Man, like, this isn't just a one Sunday morning thing. There are a lot of churches who've gone to simply what we call a praise group up front. A praise band, and it's just for them to sing it. And it's the entertainment idea. Because people in our culture, they don't like to participate. Well, the point is, we need to do this how often? Again. Come, Christians. It says, praise yet our Christ again. Alleluia. Amen. Life shall not end the strain. Again, I already said, and I believe this, that everyone should sing congregationally, whether or not you think you can sing. Or even if you can't hit the note. Man, I can think of a guy who I've known ever since young teenage. He can't sing. Like, you know how some people say you can't throw a baseball and hit the side of a barn? This guy can't sing worth that. But you know what? He sings out loud. And that blesses my heart. Sometimes it's hard for me to sing next to him, and I know music. But it blesses my heart because you know what? He's not. He knows. And he told me over the years, he said, Pastor Josh, I know and you know. But you know what? His heart is, he's praising God again. And he sings out. And I think that's something that we, especially again as a congregational, we sing praise to God. And that glorifies God. He says, but as we talk about doing that now, this author says, life shall not end the strain. He goes on heaven's blissful shore, his goodness we'll adore. Singing. Wow. Congregational singing is simply practice for what you're going to do for all eternity. And let's praise God now. Don't be embarrassed. I know that you say, well, that's easy for you, Pastor Josh. You can sing on tune. I know. But you know what? We all struggle in different areas. And maybe if you struggle singing, so you're not going to sing a solo or you can't sing in the choir or whatever it may be, but you sing congregationally and you worship God. His goodness we'll adore. So this month of November, let's be fruitful and sing yes at home, but sing congregationally. And did you know it's okay to challenge someone with these truths? It's a biblical thing to sing. Aren't you thankful that it's His gracious choice to us? We can sing to God. Father, we thank you for your love, and we thank you even for Mr. Bateman and this song that he wrote, the truths, the scriptural truths, just chock full of Bible doctrine. Oh God, help us to praise you again and again. And even congregationally, as we kind of pointed out on that one tonight, God, as we sing congregationally, that we sing together to worship you. And we ask that you make a difference in our lives this week. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You are dismissed.